Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlife.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Sounds like this. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
That's right, you are right over these, man.
It's platinum play, DJ Steve, 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Pray. Sheffield Live and DJ Ski build the vibes up to the time.
Yes, people, me there. You listen to Sheffield Live here on 93.2 FM. I'm DJ Ski, and we got platinum plates between now and 5 o'clock. To get us here nice and crisp, you either need 93.2 FM, Channel 7 on your Freeview in the Sheffield area, Channel 159 Virgin. You can get us on those little radio apps, you know, like the Radio Garden, I keep mentioning, it's a great little internet radio station app. TuneIn Radio and all the other little expansions. But probably the best place to get us here, live and direct, every week, is www.sheffieldlive.org. www.sheffieldlive.org. And don't forget, even if we are coming through the TV, it may cut out at any point should there be a scheduled TV program. So, the best place is www.sheffieldlive.org. And if, like Mr. Fearon, and if, like Root, you've got my number, then you can get me here live and direct in the studio. I can send you a dedication. I can't send you a request because I just bring in a selection of records. Don't forget, a pure record we are dealing with here, you know. Just records we play here. No MP3s, no CDs. So, you know, I can't like do a little search and make a, you know, make a a request for you. But I can send you a dedication. So, it's 079-44-746-863. And if you're really nice people as well, if you're really nice people, then I'll send you a little shout out. That's not a problem. And so I'm going to send a shout out right now to all the ladies who work at Aries Lighting in Darnell. Yeah, well, I only got one name, and that's Denise. She has to have a little chat, does Denise, I'm telling you. Yeah, you know, we had to have a little chat while a colleague was sorting out this light. I bought some lights from Aries Lighting in Darnell. Oh, it's got to be 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 months ago. And my electrician, Leon, has only just fitted them. Well, no, just, you know, we weren't ready to have them fitted 9 months ago. But anyway, and there was a, you know, the chandelier glass thingy, couldn't get it screwed on right, so it would have been dangerous to leave it up there because it had some weight behind it. So I took it back. They never quibbled, you know, didn't argue, didn't ask for no receipts. They knew it was their product, and they just worked at the desk while I talked to Denise, and they got it me sorted out. So Aries Lighting in Darnell, big respect, thank you very much. Starting the usual way, little bit of version to instrumental business, in. Yeah, well, it hit Tampa Bay, did it last night? That storm over there, that storm's doing some damage over on the East Coast, isn't it? Yeah, Southeast Coast of America. Hey, there's a reason why the original inhabitants didn't build no houses down there. There's a reason. name is Afirin. Talking about storm clouds. Oh, sorry, talking about storms. There was a thing down at Sirac last night called Storm Cloud Thrown into Form. As a creation of Dr. Tom Payne from who led as well, you know, created, led on it as well. It was based on John Ruskin's 19th century paper on the changing formation of the clouds in industrialised areas. I think, you know, obviously from all the rubbish going up into the atmosphere, etc., etc. You know, from the heavy steel industries, and it was a performance down at Sadaka, ironically in the former steel mill, which is now called it, well, which was called the G mill, we still call it the G mill, and. Yeah, it was an incredible performance. There were four performers. There was a woman interjecting over the spoken word with, I'm going to say, like 19th century folk singing. That's what it sounded like to me anyway. There's a young woman, I didn't know her name. There were Ross. Ross was dangerous. And Tom as the lead, and you know, reciting and reenacting John Ruskin's paper, and I was there. It was cold, as it should have been, I suppose, and I was hungry. But I tell you, that was one of probably the most awesome thing I've seen down at Sadaka. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was called Storm Cloud Thrown into Form. And for everybody who's thinking, oh, we'll love to come and see that, well, it was a one-off. It may get repeated sometime, but for now, dangerous, dangerous event. Wicked. Tom, Becky, big respects. It was a fearing. Did you watch the boxing last night? Was it Bitbiev against Bivol? Was it light heavyweight? Did you see it? Whee. You know me, I like my boxing. I like to complain about boxing as well, if it's soft. But that last night was probably the best bout of the last decade, at least. Two finely tuned engines came in ripped, came in with technique, came in with skill, came in with a boxing brain, came in with heart. Ooh, the microphones they have down in is it Riyadh, wherever it is in Saudi. But yeah, the microphones they've got set around that, you can hear every tom. Ooh, what about? Only one bad thing. Terrible decision. At worst, for Bivol, it was a draw at worst for him, but at best, it was a good win. And I can't remember his first name, but is it Cameron? Is it Nick Cameron? Who fought Ben Whittaker? What a performance, Mr. Cameron. What a performance. That was a very, very good performance. Mind you, it looks like he's easy to hit, that Whittaker, but never mind. You did your job. Well done, sir. I have to say that. A Sheffield man, innit? The Cameron, a Sheffield man. Ego, the Dromites, Dulce Mania. Sorry, Mr. Cameron. Liam Cameron. You did a boss job last night. Yeah. That should have gone to points at that stage. And you would have been slightly ahead, in my humble opinion.
You are right now to this. It's Platinum Play DJ Ski 93.2 FM. Keep it locked.
Maybe change it up. Enchanted Ball Melody. Melody Enchanters. I thought so, but I couldn't believe it.
Down.
Enchanted Ball by the Melody Enchanters. I'm going to flip this before I come to a little Toots and the Maytals. I don't play a lot of ska. I should play a lot more, actually, but never mind. But on the A side, it's Sailor Boy. What year is this? Don't say.
I'm going to
Black Swan label, Sailor Boy, Melody Enchanters. Flipping 1974, this is a flip side, sorry, 64. It's a flip side, it's on a Dr. Bird label, anything, a 45 on a Dr. Bird label. It's highly likely to be worth a good few quid. And this is a flip side, the Maytals, If You Act This Way.
Yeah.
playing in 1964. Prince Buster, everybody skia.
I took my girl for a trip around the world. I wanted to promote my national sound. When I reached New York and I started to scare, you should hear me, Yankee girl, say, keep us Jamaica scare. You prefer your bebop to my national scare. It's quite emotional, oh, so conventional. The brand new sound that is going around. You just get yourself a girl and do this national ska. Cause this is Jamaica's first national sound. And every man should be very proud. Brand new sound they call Jamaica Ska.
David, brother, Wagwan, you were born 64? Oh yeah, born 64. Is that just a skank to these? Come on. Hey, you've got your, you must got one or two of your dads, innit? I know you've got your own little collection. I look after them, you know that, innit? Wagwan, my brother. Omzi, Wagwan.
And this sound is going round and round. They're trying to reach the moon. But very soon, when they do reach the moon, they will see Ska on top of the moon. Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Hey, you got to rate Prince Buster, because maybe without him there'd be no two-tone era. What you saying, Dave? So you know what, I'm gonna flip this Prince Buster right now, because what's on the other side? Oh yes, this dangerous little one here, watch. 30 pieces of silver, 30. Dave, we'll send this one to your pops, Joe.
Judas Charmer is your name.
Joe Brooks, what a character.
The shoes you wore, I bought them. Oh yeah. The pants you wore, I bought them. Judas Charmer is your name. So here they call you Judas.
Prince Buster, why is he mentioning Judith Chalmers? Now that only means something if you're kind of like 50 plus. Monty Wagwan, thanks for tuning in, thanks for getting in touch. Well, I've not worked, so why'd you mention Judith Chalmers? Juno, Dave. Why is it mentioning Judith Chalmers? I don't know.
Your name is Judith.
Prince Buster, 1964. 30 pieces of silver. Stateside, 45 record. Nice little 45 now. Now, I flip this Dr. Bird one. The one there with Toots and the Maytals on the flip side. Alright. On the A side, shame they've scratched the label a bit, but that's Tarzan sound in Derby, as was. Alright. Byron, my brother. They've scratched the label, you know, to try and like hide the year and the title of the track so they can shock a man. You know what I mean? When they're my challenge at sound system. But anyway, this one, Sky and West, Lord Cosmic and his Cowboys, Dr. Bird label.
Adam and Eve went up my sleeve and they never came down until Christmas Eve. Come on, you cats, get up, you're going west.
What do you think Judith Chalmers went to his yard back in 1964? Yeah, she was at a travel show, didn't she? Yeah. I wonder what kind of journey she got up to there.
Hey, no.
Given the weather conditions, could have been a sticky one.
Okay, Daddy, we are going west.
Our root says maybe it's Judas Charmer charmed out of his money. 30 pieces of silver is what Judas was paid. Listen, Root, the last thing we need in this program is people being clever. All right. Anyway, thanks, Root. But Dave, my brother, and I, we prefer Judith Chalmers. All right. She went to his house, right, to give some travel advice. Anyway, that's what we're sticking with. Okay. Anyway, this next one, this is a long one. Ezri, again in 1964. Hey, Dave, maybe this is why you like two-tone. Yeah? Hey, that's from Jamaica. You're once from Ireland. And you were born in 64 with all this scar out there. Oh, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense. Anyway, Ezrico and the Launchers with Roy C. Grant, King of Kings.
Lions say, I am king and I reign.
again in 1964, King of Kings, Ezrico. Dave, I'm not sure what year this one, but it's kind of down there. I think it's later than 64, this one, because this is one of them all-time classic. Dave, take this one, Yasso. When this was brought out, Dave, there were four about.
Themselves they live in some peace and love. Original Hugh Brown said that. Run it!
Zion, I am Zion, I. Zion, I am Zion, I. Zion, I for Ryan, I.
Mr. Fearon, take this, Errol Dunkley.
Chi chi.
Going Chichi. Train to Zion. Jaja children don't need no ticket. Jaja children.
Third World Label, El Donkey, Train to Zion.
Train to Zion. Zion, Zion.
Going out with El Donkey, coming in. I'm going to play two from this little album here. Title track, 100 Weight of Cali Weed. I'm going to know where that there. Carlton Livingston, 1984, Green Sleeves. Anything on Green Sleeves, that Dr. Bird label, both yellow and green labels. Can't fault it.
100 weight of Cali weed, coming from down south, down south. With the 100 weight of Cali weed, coming from down south, down south. The speed limit was 55, was doing 95. Saw a state trooper car pull out on me, on me. Me started to speed because me have the better breed. Can't take no check, I can't take it tonight. Oh no, with a 100 weight of Cali weed coming from down south, down south. With a 100 weight of Cali weed coming from down south, down south. Can't afford to get busted, get busted. I ain't got no papers on me now, oh no. Can't deal with no time on Rikers Island, oh no. I've got to make a little break. So get hustling, yes. The 100 weight of Cali weed coming from down south, down south. 100 weight of Cali weed coming from down south, down south. They set up a roadblock, roadblock. And man you know, I just can't stop, can't stop. The cops, they start to chase, bust up some shot, some shot. But man, I've got to make it away, away. With a 100 weight of Cali weed coming from same time. St. Anne's, 100 weight of Cali weed coming from St. Anne's, St. Anne's. The dreadlocks are waiting in the city, the city. Just to get
just to get a job. Me her. Man, I see the flashing lights coming. Now tell me what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna do now. With 100 weight of Cali weed coming from Saint Anne's. 100 weight of Cali weed coming from Saint Anne's. The speed limit was 35, was doing 55. See a Babylon car start to chase me. Ain't gonna take no check now. The 100 weight of Cali weed.
Carlton Livingston, 1984, Green Sleeves, 100 weight of Cali weed. See? But before I play the second track from him, I'm going to play this one. Just keep it like a theme. You know what I mean? And everybody knows, this is Black Slate. Legalize Cali herb. I wear that.
When I didn't have no doubt.
Listen, fret them a fret. Then it'll be the ad break. Then we'll be back with a Soul Light selection. Say no more tweet. And then back to the things, innit? So, 1984, Green Sleeves, Carlton Livingston, Fred, them a Fred.
Fred, them a Fred, them a Fred, and them no get nothing there. Fred, them a Fred, wow, yeah. You sit down on corner, them a talk revolution. Man sit down on corner, them a talk revolution. Middle class get fi hear, and then them start to fret. Afraid them afraid, and them no get nothing yet. Them afraid, afraid them afraid, and them no get nothing yet. We want to see a change everywhere, 'cause living in the ghetto, man, it ain't easy. Says, afraid them afraid, and them no get nothing yet. Whoa, whoa, yes. Afraid them afraid, them afraid, them afraid, and them no get nothing yet.
Afraid, them afraid, and them no get nothing yet. Youth man,